You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. This is where they share their latest creations, products, services, experiences, as well as business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. Today we are speaking with Lisa Fitzpatrick from Sacred Women's Business about her latest book, Healing the Heart of Your Business, Sustainable Success for Heart-Centered Women. This is a book that was written especially for women in service-based business who tend to give everything they have until they experience burnout and overwhelm, and it is the perfect remedy for creating long-term success. Lisa, thanks for joining us this morning here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. It's wonderful to be here.
Yes, and thanks for joining us, and we certainly appreciate your time. Good to have you. So to kick things off, tell us, Lisa, what was the motivation behind writing your book, Healing the Heart of Your Business, Sustainable Success for Heart-Centered Women?
Yeah, look, Eric, I was coaching a lot of women who were experiencing burnout, and women in service-based business tend to give a lot of themselves, and it's really difficult for generous, heart-centered women to moderate the amount that they actually give to their customers and clients. So I was really curious about how I could support women to avoid burnout and overwhelm and to bring some balance back into their businesses so that, you know, there was longevity and sustainability in what they actually do. And then more people can benefit from their business anyway, because, you know, when we're good on the inside, we can help everyone around us.
And that is certainly so true. So tell us about the book, Healing the Heart of Your Business, Sustainable Success for Heart-Centered Women. Get into that briefly, if you would.
Yeah, sure. So the book is a book that's been written especially for the individual to use as a guide. It's a little like a Bible of self-care and support. So the book's divided into the four polarities of business. So we have our North Pole, which is basically, are we on purpose in our business? Are we living our life, you know, our life's purpose, and are we exercising our genius zones in business? And if that is the case, then the North Pole section supports us to really maximize and optimize that aspect of our business. We have another polarity in our business, which I've labeled the East Pole. And this is actually our emotional well-being in our business, the feminine aspect of our business. So women tend to be emotional creatures. We tend to be driven a lot by our instincts and our intuition. And the feminine body, or the feminine aspect of our business, is that part of us that's very spontaneous. It doesn't really like to plan. We also need to balance this with the West Pole, which is our masculine aspect of business, which is a very pragmatic part of the business planning process. It's where we know what our structures and systems are. It's where we're very grounded in our approach to business. And a lot of heart-centered women find this polarity very difficult. So this section of the book is one that they can go to, you know, get some support around those pragmatic structures that need to be in place for sustainability. And we also have the South Pole, which is our physical bodies. You know, the most successful people in business look after their bodies. And the South Pole is all about how we practice our physical self-care so that we can really give to the people around us and maximize our success by being that sort of charismatic, you know, influencer that I think a lot of heart-centered and service-based business women are here to be.
Who would you say this book would benefit the most?
So this book is going to benefit the women who are mainly operating solopreneurial or small business enterprises of a service-based nature. So I coach a lot of coaches, healers, therapists, yoga teachers, studio owners, you know, health practitioners of all kinds, and it really does benefit the type of, you know, service provider who is working with people a lot one-on-one and has that potential to overgive.
Today we're joined by Lisa Fitzpatrick from Sacred Women's Business and also author of her latest book, Healing the Heart of Your Business, Sustainable Success for Heart-Centered Women, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter simply at ePodcast Network. Lisa, what is your advice to someone who is currently suffering from being overwhelmed or too much stress in their business?
So, Eric, I would advise them to take a step back and have a look at what area of their life or business is actually experiencing the most stress. And often for a lot of women, let's say this was financial stress. So the book that I've written is written so that if they were to identify financial stress as being an issue, they could turn to the West Pole of the section of the book and have a look at some of the pragmatic strategies that I have to support them in that particular area of their business. If someone's perhaps suffering from an issue of being a little bit stuck in a mental block of some sort, then they could turn to the West Pole section of the book to support them to rebalance that area of their business also and see what maybe is going on there. So, yeah, my advice is to get a copy of this book.
Certainly looks like a must read without a question. What would you say is the greatest challenge your book would help to solve for women in business?
So the greatest challenge that I've written this book to solve is that ever popular dilemma, or the, you know, the almost the issue that most women have that I see of balancing that juggling act between life and business. Yeah, so that challenge that women face where they can't quite put their business into a place where it's in balance with them having the freedom and the lifestyle and the luxuries that they went into business for in the first place. Yeah. So I'm hoping to solve that challenge that women have where they want a bit of life and lifestyle, and they want to put that lifestyle back into their business.
And lastly, if you would, give our listeners one final tip on the importance of achieving balance in their business. This is such an important factor in business success as well.
Sure, yeah. So the final tip is look after number one first, yeah. Most women have this, make this mistake of putting everyone else before them. But if I was to give anyone, you know, the primary advice for achieving sustainability and balance, especially women in service business, that if they are to turn inward and take care of their own needs and look after their bodies, look after their minds, look after their emotional well-being, and make sure they're on purpose in their business, then this is going to support them to actually support everyone around them, including their families, in ways that are inspiring and achieve freedom and monetary success. And none of that success is really true success unless it has health and well-being behind it. So my advice is have a look inside, give back to oneself, put number one first for those women who tend to put everyone else first, and you will then be able to really thrive in your business and give it everything that you have, feeling like your cup's overflowing with energy and vitality and goodness.
Lisa, if you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information accordingly and where can one pick up your book, Healing the Heart of Your Business.
Sure. So they're very welcome. Everyone's welcome to join me at www.lisafitzpatrick.com.au, and I can also be found at facebook.com/thenewfeminineleader. I also have a Twitter link at LisaFitzSWB. And my Instagram is at Sacred Women's Business. Thank you, Eric.
And Lisa, we thank you so much. Certainly an important topic, and we're so happy that you joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, and look forward to our next conversation right here on EPN.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, Eric. Wonderful talking to you.
You have yourself a great day. We've been speaking with Lisa Fitzpatrick from Sacred Women's Business. She is the author of her latest book, Healing the Heart of Your Business, Sustainable Success for Heart-Centered Women, written especially for women in service-based business who tend to give everything they have until they experience burnout and are overwhelmed. And it is the perfect remedy for creating long-term success. And for more information and for contact, it's lisafitzpatrick.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.